Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the impact of the current economic situation in Zimbabwe on local people and those living in the diaspora.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Zimbabweans say they are facing many problems due to the current harsh economic situation in the country. The government yesterday announced the new fuel price increases, which it said were based on an open man market system.
There was chaos and pandemonium soon after the announcement of the new price hikes, especially in urban centers, as commuters faced serious transport blues. Some people had to walk long distances to their homes, as ZUPCO buses were too few to ferry them to their destinations.
Apart from that, the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority is not providing adequate services to local people due to the drought in the southern African region and other issues.
Such issues normally have an impact on Zimbabweans living in various countries who send huge sums of money per month to their relatives and friends for their upkeep.
While this is happening in Zimbabwe, preparations are underway for the holding of a premier business event, Zim Expo, in USA. The expo is for promoting businesses, networking, and social interaction. Zim Expo will be held this weekend in Chicago.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And remember, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And Semazuwa Wose,
kunjalo mfowethu.
Ah, ngiyaphila ndoda.
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Ah, ngiyaphila. Ngiyathaba.
Yeah.
Ndamirira Zim Expo.
Yo, yeah, Zim Expo. This weekend kuyabe kufiwa khona ngale eChicago.
Kuno kufiwa?
Yeah, kufiwa ukuthi ngesintu.
Wonda funa ukuthi
kufiwa so.
No, because she
not to kufiwa.
Nda kuchika ukuthi andishayindi kuka na ushino kufiwa.
Kuyabe kukhanjwa mfowethu.
Eh.
So ke Zim Expo le isikhathi sokuthi abantu bekhuluma ngamabusiness, isikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhulume ngoba ufuna ukuthi kwakhiwe emzini yabo eZimbabwe kumbe ngaphi. Kuyadlalwa lebhora njengathi sasidlala ibhora kudala.
Kunemagitari.
Ya, bonke mfowethu DJ labo.
Kunopo mkana wekuthi vanhu wazi ukuthi Zimbabwe is open for business.
Kangele bona. So konke vele kwakusenziwa. Nxa wena ufuna ukuvula ibusiness, uyakwenelisa ukuthi uyehlangana labanye khona ngale.
Ikhulume.
Yeah. Kwesi sibe lo Miss Zimbabwe USA yokwazi ukuthi abantwana bezibukise betshengisele ukuthi yeah ukuthi vele banjani bona empilweni yabo. So ke kuyakhanya sibe ukuthi kuyabe kufiwa khona ngale kuyabe kungani kwenziwa into eziningi. So kunjalo jonga. So ke nxa sesikhumbula ekhaya kuthiwa kunzima.
Kwakauma.
Yeah kuthiwa izolo sike sabona lamanye ama video bhota bhota lapha abantu bengena ngama
window.
Ngemabhasini. Yeah.
Ndaizwe zvaitwa nemwe conductor webus wa raifamba kumusha kwangu kuma 1969-77-172. Sisitiri vana wechikoro zvaitinakidza kungonomira pa mashops.
Yaone
uchimona kuti akanga aikwidza suitcase yako pamusoro pebhazi. Bhazi raakufamba obva apinda nepa window.
Ehe.
Zvichinakidza asi zvine zvakuitwa nekutambura vanhu vari kushupika kushaya transport.
You still remember so which means that when the teacher asked you kuti what do you want to do when you grow up?
Conductors.
Conductor
pa window.
Yeah. Kukura ure.
Oh yeah. Tati china fara uzumba na maziwei.
Kagele boy. Yeah, so ke izulukani labazi yakhuluma sibili namhlanje. Amafuta smota akupuliwe izolo ukunya kumangalisa khona ngale ke Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke kathesi izesa ingane ehluleke ukuthi nika abantu umlilo kagetsi oweneleyo. Kuzobuya njalo ke nxa sesikhangela amanzi kungani aswelakala kwele Zimbabwe. Pho okukhona kuyini? Ngakho ke konke khona kunxa kusenzakala siyakwazi ukuthi abantu abahlala kwele Melika, abahlala e-Australia, abahlala eBritani lamanye amazwe, abadabuka eZimbabwe kungani bezwa ubuhlungu obuthize. Njalo yibo abathumeza phela imali yokuthi efika khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi amabhiliyoni amaningi kakhulu ezimali ajaruhanjiswa khona ngale Zimbabwe abantu hamisele izihlobo labangani. Ye, so
kunjani foto? Wongu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Nasi tiri kukurukura muchirongwa chedu. Totanga nekutarisa zviri kuitika kumusha, matambudziko akatarisana nenyika munyaya dzezveupfumi, zvinobatawo zvakare nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, nekuti vazhinji vanoti ukatsenga nzungu imwe chete inenge yakaora, inokanganisa dama rese, dzawanga wakanda dzakawanda dzimwe dzisina kuora, dzinokanganisika. Chino wani chikanga chisina kumira zvakanaka, zvinogona kukanganisa mamiriro ezvinhu, nekuti munyika pari zvino vanhu vari kuchema kuti hamuna mafuta edzimotokari. Mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva, hakuna mari yekunzei, nemari yacho mabhondi emunyika acho ari kunzi ari kunetsa. Vanhu vari kurarama neanonzi maRTGS, tonzwa vamwe zvitoro vachinzi vanoramba zvekusuwai pane zvimwe zvakadaro, matambudziko iwayo. Asi vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vazhinji ndo vari kuzotakura mutoro iwoyo, kuburikidza nekunge tichiwana matexti zuva nezuva ari kutaurawo zvichemo zvakasiyana siyana kumusha, tichibatsira pamwe chetewo nekutsvagira kana zvipatara zvemumatunhu edu mishonga nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ndonyaya tinoda tikurukure nhasi pamusoro pematambudziko ari kumusha. Tichazobatawo nyaya yeZimu Expo iri kuitwa muno muAmerica kuChicago weekend ino. Asi iye zvinoizvi tine mudare wedu wekutanga vatiinawo, tinava Calvin Mudzingiri, vanodzidzisa zveupfumi paUniversity of Free State muSouth Africa. Tougamuchirai muchirongwa chedu vaMudzingiri. Aiwa, tinofara zvikuru, tichitendawo kuti makwanisa kusiya zvamava muchiita kuti munge muchipindawo muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Maybe my first question, I can throw it in English. You know, the country is going through a rough patch economically and also I think politically, but mostly the economy side affects a lot of Zimbabweans in the diaspora. What can you say about this?
I think that the situation in Zimbabwe is tough in the sense that we are going into cycles. We are going where we have been, and the lives of the people are being shortchanged, and it's actually a pit that we don't learn from our own mistakes, and our government is playing that type of job where they play some ignorance in things that can actually require some solutions that are hard, of course, to take, but which can actually improve the lives of the people. So we need to face the reality when it comes to running the economy, and also when it comes to managing our affairs as a country. So this idea of the government, we trying to regulate the demand for goods and services, as labor rate, and it is for the rich of failing. And the price controls that they are also implementing failed in the previous period, and it's like we are actually going in circles in the reality. Because we have got price controls on the fuel, we have got price controls on transport, but that is not the solution to our problem. Our problem requires a government that would like to liberalize the economy, that will actually have more players actually bringing the goods and services. And remember, tariffs were never meant they are meant to ration state commodities. So it's naive for government to think that they can regulate the prices and ensure that they have a little bit of goods and services. The government should ensure that prices reflect the cost structure and also the availability of goods and services. Even if they try to regulate, the goods will never be enough for each and every one. Because even the poor people can still not afford the cheapest price that would have been regulated. So my own check is that the government should liberalize the economy. They should also ensure that we have a stable currency. They should also ensure that the current that is in circulation is a reflection of the goods and services that are being supplied in the economy. So So this idea of just inheriting money that is making related to production is the major face of our problem. Mm-hmm. I think that's the little and the long and short of what I would like to just highlight.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mudzingiri. Ramba nyimuri parunare timbotora muteereri todzoka kwamuri. Tine muteereri pachirongwa. Hello.
Hello, vajonga ndiMananda kuno South Africa.
VaManhanda makadiko.
Ndinosimba kana makadini vamanogara mhiri kwemakungwa uku.
Ah, yenyu ndiyo mhiri yemakungwa manjiyo. Mukayambuka Limpopo nezvatakaitawo kuyambuka nzizi dzatakayambuka zvakafanana.
Dzenyu dzakaonyanya kukoresa tinongoyambuka Limpopo tasvika.
Ndizvozvo. Nyaya tiri kukurukura nhasi ndofunga maizwa inyaya yekuti zvinhu zviri kuramba zvichioma munyaya dzezveupfumi uye haisi nyaya itsva yatiri kukurukura pano. Asi chinoita kuti tirambe tichiyeuchidzana inyaya yekuti zviri kuramba zvichiwedzera. Patakataura nenyaya iyi svondo rapera kwakusati kwaita matambudziko avepo ekuti transport yaakutonetsa nokuti vamwe vaakuti hatingashandire muhara petro yaakukwira taakubuda mubhizinesi. Saka tiri kuramba tichikurukura. Pindai hanyu muchirongwa.
Mavonero angu dambudziko raitika mukati menyika zveshuwa kunyika kwaitika dambudziko rakakura. But dambudziko irori iri kuti ripere rimwe racho kumwe kwerutivi kwedambudziko rinogona kupera kana vanhu tava nemweya umwe chete pamwe chete nokuvimbana. And I was listening to the guest wenyu waminayo vamudzingiri vanodzidzisa nezveupfumi pauniversity of Free State apa Bloemfontein apa vachitsanangudza mafambiro angaita kuti zvinhu zvinge famba zvakanaka. Ini ndinodayira kuti hurumende they have tried all the avenues that can attract the investors to come into the country. Ndo saka ndakabvunza mubvunzo last week ndichiti media neeconomy nepolitical stability zvinofambidzana here mune zvakanaka kuita kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Dambudziko irori kana risina kutarisiswa zvakanaka, and I've come to this thinking that possible the government, I think they need to call for I don't know, maybe they can call it a referendum or a conference for the economists to come back home and give my ideas kuti apa ngatimbodai, apa ngatidai, apa ngatidai. But even though zvikaitiwa izvozvo izvi, dambudziko rinoramba riripo nderekuti political will is not happening both sides, MDC and ZANU-PF. And I believe that when Comrade Mnangagwa took over, he wanted the country to prosper to a new dispensation is what he was thinking. However, soon after the elections, pakava nokutaudzana. Zvabvamo zvaita kuti pashari kwa compromising kuti panguva yeremosi kuti patasvikapa hamufungi kuti akuuraya vanhu here. Tadii tambogadzikana pasi tiwane kufamba pamwe chete nenyika. The question is not about zvandinonzwa zvinotaurana namakume kuti takavanyorera tsamba tichiti ngatitii zvakati. I don't think so kuti that is the idea that has got a lot of respect within the government and confidence. Panga pachidiwa chete ndechekuti vajonga, tine vanhu vakafunda vari munyika medu umu, maecronomists tinavo, tine vanhu vakafunda zvikuru, maengineers tinavo. Ini ndofunga kuti hurumende I think ngavamboedza izvozvo izvo kuti ngavambotedza vana vavo vagare pasi navo vanze zvinoda vana vavo kuti vana vari kushuvira kuti nyika ifambe zvakanaka. Ndotenda kuti vamudzingiri vanobvumirana neni. Employment rate in South Africa has come to almost 27 or so. As a result, hakuna anoziva ramangwana kuti all these foreign people who are here in South Africa, what is their future? Kana government yatanga kuposeredzwa nevanhu zvakasvika pakadai, tinosevenza muno puresha yacho yakurisa kubva kuvagari vari muno. So ini ndarani tichifunga kuti kuda let's come up with a solution inoita kuti kuda vanhu vambogara pamwe chete tibatsirwe navana muzvinafundo venyika yedu vachibatsirawo kuti this is the way forward. Kana government yaramba, then I think tinenge taakuudza accountability kwavari kuti no, makaramba zvakati nezvakati nezvakati, and therefore you are losing the trust among the people. So, in as much as we do not respect our government, I don't think so we can get any investor who to come to our country until the day that we realize that the conflict that we are trying to keep on keeping in our minds does not help us. Rather, it kills all the poor. Those poor, they remain suffering each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, ukuthi kuyicabanga ukuthi mhlambe labantu bangahlalisana phansi labo babona nezenotho ukuthi bakhulumisane together with the government mhlambe kungaphuma something ukuthi sizokwazi ukuqhubeka siye phambili ngoba ma ngibona nje ukucabanga nalokho akusifithi anyway
sakasala
nje silwa nje.
Saka munoti here nhaurirano dziripo idzi dzakalonjwa musi wa 17 May dzina kwadzinosvika?
No, the idea is on the pipeline. I cannot say hakuna kwadzinosvika. The idea, I think personally with the president, he would love to see the country go back to its own heyday in which Africa was describing Zimbabwe as the best basket of Africa. And I think that is the dream of everybody. But in as much as we have some other quota, who just say, this is nothing, this is nothing. And therefore, even if now there are no people, hakuna kwatinosvika. And bear in mind, kana politics dzikangopindiwa, nevari kunzwa kutsvaga interest yavanotsvaga, for sure, we are not going anywhere. As long as our country is interest,
Thank you so much. Wamananda, tinotenda rambai muchitsigira.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Mananda is our regular caller.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing is he speaks many languages.
Oh yes, yes.
Vakuluma, vanotaura.
Yeah.
Vano speaker. Yes.
And this is a public sphere. We encourage people to say whatever they want.
That's true.
As long as they are not insulting anybody.
That's
and
true.
I guess we've got another guest, and that is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much.
Baba Kaule, siyabona abantu bathole nzima. Lo zupko lo kumele ethole abantu abanye sebengena ngamawindi into ezinjalo amafasitele. So kukhanya ngazani ke sokule ngqaba nqoza la sokulobuzima obumangalisayo abantu nxa bekhuluma udubo lolu luyaqhubeka kuze kuthini baba Kaule? Ye uyangizwa baba Kaule? Ye izuko abanye sebengena ngamafasitele ebhasini bezama ukuthi babuyele emakhaya, so ungazani kuyahlupha kakhulu. Yeah, kukhanya zani inombolo yakhe ijonga isinika inkinga. So maybe let's go back to Mr. Calvin Mudzingiri.
Yes.
Who is in South Africa. Mr. Mudzingiri, are you still on the line? Yes. So Mr. Mudzingiri, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe right now, how can that be fixed? How can Zimbabwe fix its current economic crisis?
Okay. The reality is that if you look at what they are doing at the moment, they are bringing in the fiscal, that is, regulated prices. They have been trying to regulate the prices of fuel. They have also tried to regulate the exchange rate. So those regulations, if it's good, the regulations do not reflect the commodity that are in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the regulation of price of ZIPCO, how many people are going to be accessing ZIPCO? Because ZIPCO, that is, there won't be enough for each and every community in Zimbabwe. So is it a viable mode for them to have ZIPCO that they are regulating and that are making individually, they will actually get money from the big player? My thinking is that we need a transport that is viable. We need to analyze the system and ensure that people can afford to bring in fuel and bring the fuel, and they can also try to ensure that the price of fuel fluctuates with the international market so that the cost is felt across the whole economy. That can also actually assist the government. One of the aspects that I also want to talk about is, do we really if the dialogue is done in such a way that people are honest with themselves, then it will work. But in this case, the government has got the stupid majority. They can make the right decisions for the people. But people are failing to make the right decisions in parliament. Even if they have the dialogue, what will then change? So the big question is, in as much as we might blame other political parties that are also participants in Zimbabwe,
mm-hmm.
I think the people who are in charge are the major people that we can blame, because they propose to make the decision. Because the majority in parliament, they are in control of the police, they are in control of the army, they can make the policies. Their biggest challenge is they would like to regulate everything. And the reality is, very difficult to run an economy with regulation.
Mm-hmm.
When you regulate, you regulate the prices, the price of fuel. I think the talk around the current has been something that has been spoken about for a long time. And this government has said that raising the bonds and the US dollar with a 1-to-1 current will not work. But they've pursued this policy for a long time, and they've seen things happening, and they've seen the synergy depreciating, and now they look surprised by all the changes that are happening. And they also go in circles, the system of blaming each and everyone in the economy, indicating that
we
can provide solution to the economy is we liberalize the economy, we ensure that people can bring in resources, investors can come in, there's no investor who can come to Zimbabwe where there's no stable current.
Yes, we'll cut it short, Mr. Mtingiri. Thank you, Mr. Mtingiri. We'll cut you short because Mr. Kaole is in now.
Just to stay on the line.
Stay on the line.
Then Tinam Tereri first.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a call and then we'll go to Mr. Kaole.
Yes, Tinam Tereri Parunare. Vam Tingiri Ramba and Muri Parunare. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Magadiko.
No, I don't speak, I only speak the better.
Yeah, I'm for it.
Niyaphila kunjani ba?
Niyaphila, ibizo mbani?
Ibizo trust baba.
Yeah, trust ujona njani kulapho.
Ngifola ngisethekwini South Africa.
Yeah, ubona njani kwenzakala South Africa baba trust?
Baba South Africa phela konje abantu esifike ngathi sithi sizozama ukuthi sikhwandela abadala ekhaya. Hayi kodwa masithi siyabuka ngesimo esikhona lapha ekhaya, hayi izinto ngathi zithanda ukuba mazonzo kakhulu.
Mhm. So nxa kunje wena kubamba njani konoko?
Hayi makunje lokhu kangilibaza kakhulu baba, ngoba manje ngiyesibanga ukuthi phela ngiyazama ukuthi ngisho ngawuthiwa ngithole kwangamasento okuncane ngidayi ngimphonsele mhlawumbe ukuthi abadala babone lapho ukuthi benza njani ekhaya, abasakwazi ukuthi bathenge ngaleyo mali, aleyo mali ukuthi uyayithumela ayisakwazi ukuthi yenze lutho kufana nokuthi yinto engekhoyo. So manje leyo nto isilimaza kakhulu kangokube ukuthi nalokho ukuthi uthole ukuthi ukusebenza, ngoba nayo i-South Africa phela ayisenamali njengaleyo ndlela ebesasiyazi ngayo kudala. So baro okuncane sokuphela manje sasikushere labadala sisukusengale izinto ziye azihambi kahle lapha ekhaya yonke into yakhona iyaviza ayikho into otholakalayo bawuthi ufuna lokho yabona nje into zakhona sazi ukuthi isombululo singaqhamuka ngaso laba sinjani kodwa ngoba into zakhona hayi ukuluka kunokuluka sasijabula sithi kuyaluka kodwa ungathi izinto ziya ngokuba nzima kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu
ye manje okwamanje selisenzani selithumeza igrocery kumbe kwini
sokuba ngcono khona ndoda ukuthi vele uthenge yena igrocery ufake komalayisha behambe bethiya khona le emakhaya cause ma ukuthi uzofaka lolu 2000 rand ukuthi usekhaya noma into iyangena esitori phuba lento ezimbili kathi ayikho into ayithenga ngaleyo mali sozokufaka nje lokuthi kudlala kathi at least ma ulaka wazithenga igrocery ka-2000
yeezimalayisha
mhlawumbe 1000 rand igrocery ma efike ekhaya izokwazi mhlawumbe ukuba qhuba loba yinyanga abadala bekwazi ukuthi badle kodwa nje ma ukuthi uzoyenza lento sithumele imali kwazokungcono imali yokuqaleni ngoba bekwazi ukuthi umuntu azithengele lento ayithandayo kodwa manje sofanele ube wena othengayo uthumele umnikezele imali ngale kuthi ekugcineni lezo zinto ezinye into ezima-perishable things into ezinye ukuthi kube nama-fridge nanani ugesi awukho zotshela ukuthi ugesi sihambe 2 days 3 days asina gesi
yaboalokho
yabona nje into zakhona hayi
ya siyakuza
fowethu ukuba ijogo ithanda ukuba nzima kakhulu
sibonga kakhulu ke trust ukuthi ungenile ehlelweni namhlanje ungadinelwa kusasa baba
hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba sizohlala nje sakho sikhulumile njalo mhlawumbe kuyenze kulunge
hayi kunjalo vele kulungiswa umlomo siyabonga kakhulu baba
hayi fowethu hayi kakhulu ubonga mina sikhulu
okay bye-bye so trust is saying that the situation is bad back home and that is affecting some of them that are living in South Africa. In terms of sending money back home, he says sending money is a waste of time. So they've resorted to buying groceries, you know, and sending. That's all right, giving to Malaychas to go and deliver home. So he says that's the only way they are doing things.
Mm.
Yeah. So maybe we can go to Mr. Gaule.
Mr. Gaule, welcome back.
Welcome, Mr.
Jonga Kandemiri.
Jonga Kandemiri.
Yes, Mr. Gaule. You know, some people, Mr. Gaule, may say, why are we always discussing about these issues? The problem is, if we don't discuss these issues, we are not solving them. Anzi ne pachi pachi zezuru, ukaita mota. If you don't like, cut the boil and clean it up, it will continue.
Yeah.
Troubling you.
Yes.
Yes. So that's why we are discussing about these problems, seeking solutions. And this time, most Zimbabweans in the diaspora are saying the problems are worsening their situations because initially people were just looking after their families and friends back home. But now they are also forced to look after the communities they live in back home because there are clinics that don't have medicine. There are water shortages in certain areas. What's your comment for what the government has done so far? Gibbs wanted to ask you about the problems facing the Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, ZEPCO. Yesterday, people were seen going into the bus or boarding the bus through the windows and all that. What's the, what's your solution to these problems?
I think we need to discuss some of these things, to talk about some of these things. It's important that we talk about some of these things. It's very important that we talk about and gather people's views. And again, for it, it is for the good of the government. If at all, there are some people who are listening. But we have today a listening a president who is maybe, it's only that some of these views that are coming from the people might as well help us in whatever we are trying to build as a nation. I think it's important, especially if you look at this transport thing that you're talking about, that the prices were reduced. And people go for things that are affordable. Remember, the day the prices are, you know, people are hiking prices, transport is unaffordable, and things are unaffordable, food is unaffordable. People have hiked the prices that people no longer afford some of these things. But if you provide cheap transport, then people will scramble for that transport. And it's a healthy situation. What do? We move on as a government. Let's try and provide more transport so that people won't be vilified and some of them get injured when they scramble for that transport that is available and that is cheap transport, that is ZEPCO. These ZEPCO buses that are there. But as government, our president is sincere. Honestly, when you look at the situation of providing transport, that is the government that is doing at the moment. Remember that situation of the past way to companies could hike their price, their fares willy-nilly, and because nobody could control them, the government did no hand in controlling those people. And then now, it is for the government to make it a point that they really try and provide transport that is affordable to its citizens.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Gaule, looking at the number of ZIPCO buses that I think were commissioned by President Mnangagwa last week, there are about 39 out of the 300 buses that were bought. And if we distribute them evenly, it's roughly 4 buses per province out of the 10 provinces in the country. You think that is enough? Why didn't the government wait for the other 251 buses or 259 buses to come, and then they commission all the buses? Because if for the 39 in 10 provinces, that's why people are now stranded, because the other commuters, they pulled out their buses.
My brother, can then you agree with me that you can't wait for these other buses while there is a crisis? Already there is a crisis. That little will go a long way, really, to in trying to alleviate the problem that we are faced with. And really, I appreciate the what the government has done for its people and what the government is doing for its people. Remember, there are some buses that are coming, and this is going to be done in phases. That phase one, phase two, and then we move on like that. We can't remain standing still and waiting for these other buses to come. And with those buses that are there, gathering dust wherever they are being kept.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. It's Name Terer, Pindam Chirunga Gibbs.
Yes, hello, Baba Laposa Kungani. What is it, Slovan? Mubana Kungani? Sakamgela Kushen?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, and the
Romeo Mgandi.
Sorry, at Sukun Zwajoganak.
Romeo Mgandi.
Mkoma Romeo. Murukufona Murukupi.
Binga Mkoma.
Binga. Linjani Baba.
Ah, tuli kabo tu, linjani dina.
Ah, gives it.
Tuli mbebo. Nizamile pela, eh?
Mati?
Yes, ya pila, kunjani wene?
Hai, ya pila busi.
Ye, ufurukuma ngesi ndebele kumbisiona.
Ah, ya kuma ngesi ndebele kumbisiona. Ndebele kumbisiona.
Ye, kunjani baba. So, akuchukuti kuna kampo epinga kunjani. Yama fute mu ezimota pela kweli ya mfuetu. So ke ngapho ephinga kumenja
ngapha ke amangala ukuthi wakho labo zupko zupko wangkhona ngapha phela kavakho ukuthi kumbe izibabu yangkhona yilabo zupko abangayi ngapha ephinga kolo zupko sigada amabhasi abanika lo ungamakhombi lokho okuncane
amafutha ezimota ahluphi khona pho
amafutha ezimota angazi ngale siyasikhathana le senti yangkhona utholakala khona amafutha is about 129 kilometers vele zwe kuthi asesikwelele lempanda zangkhona sesikwelele imota sokungama $45 $40 129 kilometers yangkhona yona leyo
i $40 leyi RTGS kumbe hi bond kumbe US dollar queen
I bond yabo sichama $50 because ama bond yabo achama $45 $40 ku 129 kilometers yona leyo
then lokho i RTGS ke
$50
$48
konapho. Indaba kuchiyana vele imali lezasifanani kanti. Ah, but
so babe funani ibondi.
Bondi kule RTG yangkhona leyo kuthiwa bayaleka ukuthi bethe ama-passer ezimota kuyahlupha ukuthi belokhu zibetshintshe bayabanje bemali zangkhona
so ke manje nxa sikhangele lina elikwenza khonapho ekhaya anti usekhaya khaya sibili
mina ngisekhaya khaya sibili esimini ukuthi ngikhangele isimi yami kathe sikunje so ngisemasimini
kungaphi kwangikhona khonapho ngaphi Oh, msani, so konapho ke singathi okwenzakala eZimbabwe khona manje kulibamba njani lina konapho
yazi kubuhlungu kakhulu njengokutsho wami last time yazi omama babeletha babelethele ibhinga khona ngale imali yangkhona leyo ngapi uthole impoto u100 njengasangkhona but 129 kilometers uzothengisa ama lebha kwana 20 kwezothi kwani $40 yangkhona
uyabuthengiseni
amabhakisi omuntu
aha so singathi kuyahlupa kakhulu
ah angazi ngathi kuyahlupa but ubuthungo uthi ukuthi ngingayisiyavele to abanye bangkhona sebeyasela ukuthi bahamba njani I've been a telephone my friend in this store, I said my phone. We have a phone with cellular network, then I'm talking about network. So we have a thing, and look at the better app and then network.
I was in my post look in a corner for it. Hey, Romy.
Hello, I will tell you to see the very cool. I was supposed to put in a garden up, but was to cover my town. My friend, all tonight, my bank on a young my town. Sina sikadokunye ngama always motor even ama bus ufia fika kobulayo chama $40 uma wangkhona vele asukela usulu siye wange usiye binga yafana nemali ama fees angkhona ezwabhadalayo always motor so hay asazi ichukela ichukiwe ngapha so ngama $22 manje ukuthi umuntu ezuze so vese siphila ngendanga kade
liyaphila ngani
mfowethu tanga ntanga kule siyabe kiginda sifake seven
yeba dodo kunzima konapho he
Ah, what did you say,
Bob? I spoke like a colleague, Romeo, what in Oxasa, Baba?
Eh, I'm trying to think after I was putting up.
Yeah, I have an agalaba.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sebo. So that is Romeo is in Lusulu in Pinga.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that they are facing lots of problems, especially when it comes to transport. Mm-hmm. He says Zupco is nowhere to be found in Pinga. So they are using private vehicles, they are using private buses and all those kind of things. And he says sugar is about $22. And he says, where can you get that kind of money?
Mm.
So they are now, you know, crushing some seeds to sell. And
what about and the RTGS bond?
He says RTGS and bond, different monies altogether. And you can't use RTGS on these combis and other private vehicles because of spare parts. He says these guys are not accepting the RTGS because they are saying they are having a problem whenever they want to replace some parts of their vehicles.
So he says
that's a big challenge. And the other thing is that he says they are 129 kilometers away from urban centers.
Oh,
so now the problem is there are women who want to go and give birth to kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now if they don't have transport money and all those things, they end up giving birth at home.
Mm-hmm.
And some even at shopping centers and because they'll be waiting for transport, and he says it's so chaotic.
That said, before we go back to Mr. Mudzingiri, let me just read comments on our Shona Facebook page from our listeners. We have Mr. Courtney Mpemikoti. Anzi Mudzingiri asku nzwika foni yake iri kushoshomera. Yava Mudzingiri anzi foni yawe iri kushoshomera. Tichaona kuti zvingagadziriswa sei. Then Morgan Riwayo anzi ingonono dzega dzega mubedroom haikona. Handizo kundevapo vari kunzi vakarara vari kuita ngonono. We are snoring, that's ngonono. He says it's only snoring. There's nothing, no work being done.
They are just
people are sleeping. And then Mukoma Fabian Makuya. And Zimbabwe kwatiri kuenda kure Augustine Mawodza nyika iyi yanzi iri kutungamirirwa nehurumende isina hanya nevanhu havasi kucheuka kumashure then mumwe ari kuti ananzi Augustine Mawodza abvunza zvakare hanzi ndeipi crisis yacho yamagadzirisa zvikubva zvamangatora masimba ndofunga wangu achitaura panyaya yekuti dai kuti pane zvimwe zvagadziriswa yataurwa nawa Philip Gaule Courtney Mpeme adzoka zvakare rwanzi solution iripo ndeyekuti ZANU PF yombotonga usiku tavata MDC yotongwawo masikati zvese zvinoita. That's his solution. ZANU PF rules at night, MDC by day. That's a solution.
Zimbabwe is so many solutions. So let's hear from Jerry Ndlovu. Ujerry Ndlovu usithumezelela umlayezelo wakhe lapha ke ku-VOA Ndebele. Lingakhohlwa phela siku-VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele ne-VOA Shona. Namhla ke sixoxa ngokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe, sikhumbula abantu abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo. So uJerry uthi in Zimbabwe, the problem is that there are those people in top government positions who are actually benefiting from all this. So that's a claim there.
Mm-hmm.
Then Utamsa Ngamlilo says the lasting solution is for ZANU-PF government to give in to US and UK demands. they hold the key to our economic and political challenges. Misplaced pride is sinking us.
Mm.
So he says, give in to those guys' demand. You know, things will be okay tomorrow. And then Thabane Ndlovu says, fair is leading the Zimbabwe nation. Yeah. So this fair, he says, yeah. That's why they're sinking. So maybe let's...
Yeah, I can go back to Mr. Mudzingiri.
Or maybe we should rectify his phone issue.
Yes.
So I don't know what we can do now.
Regai tins go kuti patinota ora nawo kuti sisikuno kuya tukwanzwa live in
here.
Saka I plus at satanzwa kune vamwe kuti chii chiri kuitika asi ndiroimba kuti zviri kuita.
Bit of breaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Mudzingiri. Mr. Mudzingiri.
I'm still
here. Yes. Do you think that this move by the government to remove subsidies on fuel is a well informed move?
You know, let me begin with just looking at what are the real problems in Zimbabwe. The real problem in Zimbabwe is their failure to manage the currency. So we have seen that when they adopted the dollar, people managed to build houses, there was the individuals could manage to do a lot of things. They could survive on their own. They stopped regulating the transport sector. Now, this time they also going to defeat the current again, and we are in the same problem that we had previously. So the real problem that we are having in Zimbabwe is the problem that the government is failing to manage the current. So if it is failing to manage the current, it should just adopt a stable current, then other things will actually follow. The issue of removing subsidies on fuel, well, it's a good idea in terms of ensuring that the supply increases, but it's a bad idea because it makes the fuel very expensive. But if they just liberalize the fuel price area, then the pain that the people were going to face or were going to feel could have been reduced. But in this case, they control the price of the fuel for a long time, then also they liberalize the fuel, and when they do that, the cost to the consumers would be so large. So if they could do, liberalize the economy earlier, the time that the people are with their friends could have been minimized. So our biggest challenge in Zimbabwe is the failure to manage our currency. Mm. And when we fail to manage our currency, then we see price rising. Because inflation is a monetary phenomenon. We can only have inflation when we have a current circulating in the economy. So, because the current that is circulating in the economy is in excess when compared to the goods and services in the market. So, that's why we have the other features, because price is going up every minute, every day. So, the first thing that the government should do is ensuring that we have a stable current. If they can't manage the bond, then they should adopt a stable currency. If they can adopt a stable currency, of course, the welfare of the people will suddenly improve. But it will actually depend because they have to pay all the people in a stable currency.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if they continue paying the people in the RTGS, well, it benefits the government, but it doesn't benefit the common men in the streets. And it doesn't benefit the business people. So, the thing that the government should actually look at is they should look at how they can adopt a stable currency and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
All these other things that we are talking about, they will not provide solution. The issue that can provide solution is managing a stable currency or being able to manage our own currency.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
Yes, so now I think we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Kwait Ncube. Mr. Kwait Ncube is the co-founder of Zim Expo. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Just to clarify, I'm the co-founder, not the founder. I thought you said the founder.
No, I said co-founder.
Okay.
So, Mr. Ncube, there's this big event. Tell us a bit about what is going to happen this weekend.
The Zim Expo is an annual event that was started about 20 years ago. Actually, we are celebrating our 20th anniversary this year, even though we don't have any special program to celebrate it. However, we are noting that. So Zim Expo basically is an event that encompasses the whole weekend, starting Friday night. Friday night, we shall have a business dinner, followed by some music entertainment. Usually we have an entertaining guest from Zimbabwe or local Zimbabweans. And then they just socialize for the rest of the evening. But Friday night really is the main event, is a business venture. Prior to that, we always bring in the Zimbabwe Embassy personnel from Washington, D.C. They come in to provide embassy services such as renewals of passports, birth certificates, and any other embassy documentation or services that might be required. So we fly the embassy staff to the Zim Expo. We sponsor them. We provide them accommodation as well as per diem feeding. And they are there for Friday, Saturday, and then they usually leave on Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning. So that's Friday. And then on Saturday, the rest of the day usually starts around 10 a.m. The Zim Expo sponsors, I mean, tries to create a platform where the small business Zimbabweans, either in the diaspora or back home, they come in to showcase their businesses. We have a ballroom in the hotel where we set up some tables for the business people to come and display their products, and they also are given a chance to give an oral presentation. So that's an all-day event. This is the primary reason we started Zim Expo. It is to create a platform for the Zimbabwean businesses, both in Zimbabwe and here in the United States, and showcase their products. And then in the evening, another main event is the beauty pageant. Sometimes we have both the beauty pageant and a fashion show. This year we're not going to have a fashion show, but the beauty pageant is usually a main attraction for Saturday evening. We always have pageants participating on the range of 8 to 10, sometimes 12 young ladies coming in to participate for the beauty pageant. It's a very, very attractive show. It's predominantly for Zimbabweans. The winner of the pageant participates in the Miss Zimbabwe pageant. She qualifies for that, and so once the winner has been identified, she has to be told what kind of activities she needs to participate in, so that she becomes a very active member of the society. And then following the beauty pageant on Saturday night, we now have a second portion or third portion of Saturday, that is, we also feature a musician coming from Zimbabwe. Usually, we have actually attracted a lot of well-known Zimbabwean entertainers, the likes of Oliver Mtukudzi, the likes of Thomas Mafumo. They've come and participated many, many times. And then the younger generation has been coming as well. This year we have what do you call him, John? I forget.
Jasignal.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's just that I've been curious to know what his actual real biological name is. I think he's Nicodemus somebody.
Yes. Nicodemus Mutize.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there you go. Jasignal is on his way right now. In fact, I think he's leaving today from Zimbabwe. He should be in Chicago on Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. He's the main attraction. I don't know much about the gentleman, but from what I hear, he's a crowd puller, mm-hmm. as they say it in their language.
Yes.
So he is the main feature. The moment they heard that Jasignal was coming, the phones are just ringing off the hook.
Yes, let's just stop there at the moment and then try to bring in one or two people and then we read messages.
Yes, maybe on this occasion we can bring in Mr. Gaule. Yes. Mr. Gaule?
Yes.
Zimbabweans here in the diaspora, they are holding this Zimi Expo, and it's one way of inviting investors to Zimbabwe. What do you say about this?
It's a brilliant move. It's in support of this Zimbabwe is open for business mantra by the president. So I think that I support that, and that to me is something that really we need to try and embark on, so that maybe it can produce some good results for us. Mm-hmm. But if we just give it a trial, there's nothing wrong with that. And we really, I for one, I do support that.
Yeah, kodwa nxa sisikhangele baba Gaule, nxa umuntu evula i-business eZimbabwe kusetshenziswa i-RDGS, elingani liyaqansa liyehle kuhlala kunjalo, ubona njani pho kumele benzeni abantu kwenze ukuthi bevule ama-business khona ngapha?
I understand, Gibbs, and it's a concern to all these other people, especially these foreign investors, that when they come to Zimbabwe, really they are faced with a situation whereby this bond, this RTGS thing, this is really a cause for concern to each and every investor who is planning to maybe thinking of coming to invest in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a fact that you cannot run away from. I really don't know, but I think we have a way out of it. Really, that the Ministry of Finance, especially my brother Mthuli, is doing something about that.
Yeah,
investors are protected.
Yeah, Mthuli, ufake isindebele just 1 minute. Kono kwa tu kulma ngako.
Yeah, kono kwa into nimanzelela ukuthi into eqhakathekile kakhulu ukuthi abantu baqoqe ama-investors ukuthi abuye elizweni. Kodwa-ke udubo esilalo ngiyalubona sinye ukuthi ama-investors akhangelele ukuthi eZimbabwe njengoba kulo hlupho lwemali, i-RTGS nale sikhuluma ngayo eyiyo engafunwayo, yilaba abantu abafuna ukuzoinvesta lapha elizweni. So ngibona ngani khonoko uhulumende kukhangele, kodwa-ke neqiniso umlando nalowo ngonika u-finance minister ukuthi athi work out something as attract ama-investors. Ezaba khona ukuthi iye yilokuze ngiyama-investors ukuthi ama-investors engalahlekelwa zimali. So-ke ngezinye indlela lokho kuyingqobo enkulu esishiya kuhulumende ukuthi acreate that conducive atmosphere ukuthi abantu babuye bezoinvesta eZimbabwe, ukuthi alungise indawo yakhona ukuthi abantu babuye eZimbabwe bezoinvesta bengasalahlekelwa imali zabo uma sebefikile phakathi kwelizwe.
Yes, awuza kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana ijonga
erigaiti tinzwe kuna andizoti ifoni yani iri kurira timbovapa mukana vagadzirisa etimbonzwa kuna vamudzingiri vamudzingiri mwanzwa kuti kuno kuAmerica kuChicago kutanga nemusoro yechishanu kune kuine Zimi Expo ichange iriko ndofunga chishanu mugovera sondo
mvulo sevebuya ngapa
umakudzoka famo hamangogara iko
hai tsara kuti
so vamudzingiri tiri kuona kuti Zimbabwe hurumende yeZimbabwe iri kukurudzirawo vanhu vakawanda vemabhizimusi nevana vezimbabwe chaivo kuti vange vachikanda mari kana kudyara mari dzavo muZimbabwe. Tichitarisa nzira yeZimi Expo iyi, munoionawo sei?
kuchita kuti munhu akaisa mari yake azokwanisa kuwana profit kana kuti return. Zvinoita kuti munhu aise mari yake munyika yakadaro. Saka dambudziko ratinaro ndiro radzirakutaura kuti kana mari yedu isiri stable, zvinoita chaizvo kuti tiwane vanhu vanoda kuzoshandidza nhetu panyaya dzekuinvesta mari dzavo. Vanhu vanoinvesta mari havati vanhu vetikati vesocial welfare. Vanhu vanoita mari dzavo vakatarisira kuwana muhoro pamari dzavo. Saka kana pasina muhoro unotongoreva kuti izvo hakuna munhu anogona kushambadzira kuvanhu, but vanhu vacho hakuna vanhu vanozoda kuzoita mari dzavo munyika imomo. Takazoona panguva yakaita yatidhura zvichii, vanhu vanokwanisa kuvaka dzimba dzakanaka dzakasatamboona nenyaya yekuti mari yakaa ine uremu. Saka kana mari isina uremu ende chinopetezanisa kuti kushaikwa kunoita mari uremu hwemari yekuti dhabwe mabasa ehurumende, hakuna munhu ungagona kunzi nyatsokunzi ndiani ari kukanganisa mamiri emari yemuzimbabwe. Saka naizvozvo kana mamiri emari yemuzimbabwe akanga akanaka, vanhu vanoda zvekuinvesta vanogona kuuyawo kuzoinvesta vachiona kuti vanowana cheuviri. Kana pasina cheuviri zvinorengereva kuti tinogona kuramba tichishevedzera but pasina chatokwanisa kuzowana pavo munyika medu.
Ndo
zvimwe zvandingangotaura kuti ndingaona izvozvo. Pakuti kuliberaliza kubvisa masubsidies efuel, vanhu vacho vanobvisa kutirisa fuel yacho neRPGs asina zvasinobatsira, nekuti vanhu vanotenga fuel nemaUSD vanenge vaida kuti vakuwana maUSD acho avo kupi kuvanhu vanenge vachitirisa fuel. Saka zvinongoranizvo kuti tichangodzokera kuya kwatakanga tamboramba kuya kuti tidzokere kumari iri stable kuda tingadzokera kurani kana kuUSD, but ndinoratidza kuti tichingodzokera kwatakabva.
Thank you so much. Maita basa vamutsingiri. Gibbs, nguva dzinenge dzaenda nokubasara maminiti imwe chete.
Yes, Mr. Quite Ncube, you can say your last word about Sim Expo. Go ahead, sir.
I just told you about the event for the entire weekend, but I'd only gone as far as a Saturday night. And then Sunday night, basically, to sum up, we are pretty much done with the rest of the main events. Saturday night is predominantly social. Sunday is socialization. And as we know, Zimbabweans and their soccer or football, as they call it, it's almost like it's part of our religion. So we literally worship soccer. Without soccer entertainment, there's no excitement. So we always attract several soccer teams around the country, from Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, Indiana, California, you name it, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, and so on. But this year, we only have a few handful of soccer teams that are going to be playing for the most coveted Zim Expo trophy, Expo soccer tournament.
Thank you very much.
So it's on Sunday, and then after that, we are done.
Thank you very much. And people shouldn't forget that there are some consular services from the Zimbabwe Embassy. They will be there at the Zim Expo. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Calvin Mutsingiri, an economist based in South Africa, Mr. Pilif Gaule of ZANU-PF, and Mr. Quite Ncube, co-founder of Zim Expo. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet next time. Bye-bye.
Tinotendawo zvakare vateereri vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa nemi mose maamuchiteera muri pa madande mutanda akasiyana-siyana nevanyora nevanga vachitarisira vachapinda muchirongwa. Svondo rinouya ndimi nhasi tosiyira pano. Zita, ndini Jonga Kandemiri.